There was this kind of hidden world down there, this hidden landscape. There were all these places that had names down there. They were, you know, crazy looking features. And I just wondered, you know, what would it be like to visit those places?
We were diving on the Johnson Lake submersible. As you go down, you slowly, you know, the lights get dimmed. But then what was happening is all that bioluminescence starts firing. And it was really quite amazing. It was like you're flying through space, except you're actually going down into the deep.
This is the deep ocean, closer than you think and more connected to your life than you know.
If you think about 2,000 meters on land, that would be not very far to walk. That horizontal distance is almost nothing, but yet if you take that distance vertically, all of a sudden you're in a completely different habitat, completely different organisms. And so to me, it just really made me reflect on kind of both how different the deep sea is, but then also how very, very close to us on land it actually is.
Across the globe, the deep ocean isn't just a scientific frontier.
In South Africa, we have coastal communities very deeply connected to the deep sea for spiritual and cultural reasons.
And the way we govern the deep ocean reflects our shared values.
We only have one ocean and it's all interconnected. And so what happens in areas beyond national jurisdiction will certainly affect us.
In this new podcast series from the Deep Ocean Stewardship Initiative, we discover the connections that tie us to the deep ocean and demystify the governance frameworks that strive to protect it.
There's such a strong driver now to understand our impacts on deep ocean ecosystems, and therefore how we can make more informed choices about human activities and the consequences of the impacts that we're having.
Join us as we explore its mysteries, confront its challenges, and shape its future together. Think deep, decoding deep ocean science and policy.